Welcome to the Ohio Medicaid Integrated Help Desk. Please note that our menu options have changed. If you are currently receiving Medicaid services and have a question about your medical benefits, please call the consumer hotline at 800-324-8680. For EVV technical support, please call the San Diego EVV provider hotline at 855-805-3505 or visit medicaid.ohio.gov/EVV for more information. All calls are monitored and recorded for quality assurance. If you know the menu option you would like to reach, you may press it at any time. You may press the pound key at any time to return to the main menu. For fee-for-service eligibility, claims, prior authorization assistance, or payment information, press 1. For managed care or MyCare eligibility, claims, prior authorization assistance, payment information, self-service functions and information about fee-for-service transactions are accessible on the Provider Network Management Portal at medicaid.ohio.gov and through the automated telephone system on the same day of submission and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This information is available whether directly entered in the PNM system or electronically through an authorized trading partner. Details of managed care claims are not accessible in the PNM portal or through the automated telephone system. In order to assist you, please have your NPI or your Ohio Medicaid provider ID and your tax ID number or Social Security number. If you do not have this information, please call back when you have the required information. To use your NPI, press 1. To use your please enter your 7-digit Medicaid provider ID. You entered Ohio Medicaid provider number. Please enter your 9-digit tax ID or Social Security number. You have entered tax ID number. 3. To access automated eligibility and other payer information, press 1. To access automated claim status, press 2. Please hold while your call is being transferred.
In order to ensure accuracy and quality of information, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Thanks for calling the FI Integrated Help Desk. This is Angel. Have your first name, please.
Hi, Angel. My name is Rhonda Bennett.
Hi, Rhonda. Can I have a call back number just in case we get disconnected?
It is 330-301-8782.
Can I have the MPI?
Yes, it is 1770104168.
I'm sorry, can I have the name of the facility and the tax ID?
Yes, it is Rhonda's House Home Health Care Services, tax ID 34184-5509.
Thank you. How can I help you today?
Yes, we are trying to get a service plan for a client, and they're telling me that as of 2/18/26, my Medicaid number is deactivated.
Oh, you're a member?
Yes.
Okay, I have to get you over to member services. Yeah, you just called the wrong place.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're just trying to get your card, try to see your see what's. Let me see. I can see a little bit of what's. I can see if it's if you're still eligible or not. But yeah, I'll have to get you over to member service. Give me one moment. What's your member ID?
It is the 0400758.
Oh, we don't have numbers like that.
Oh, no.
No,
I'm a provider.
Oh, you're a provider?
Yes.
And you call and see if you're still, if you guys are still in network?
Yeah, we were in network. I was going through revalidation.
Oh, okay. So now I understand. Just at first, I thought you said you was a patient, member of ours. Hold on, please. So you want to see? Go ahead and read me that Medicaid ID again, please.
0400758.
All right. Give me a moment. I'm gonna see what they have.
Okay.
Where have you? So this, with that Medicaid ID, it shows that you're active with Medicaid since June 22nd,
2020. That's what I said, but she said.
I don't see no term date, but this one.
This woman, her name is Crystal. Crystal Jacone from CareStar is saying that she looked in the system. It says as of February 18th. 2026, I am deactivated. I said, that's impossible. I just talked with Medicaid and the PNN system last week, twice. And I said, I'm going. She said, well, you're not the only one. We're getting a lot of people that are going through validation and showing everybody inactive. I said, it makes no sense.
Right. Let's see. Let's check with enrollments, okay, just to make sure.
Okay, because it's just saying there's an N on my workflow complete. It says submitted, but there's an N.
I don't know what that means.
Me either.
So we can talk to enrollments.
Okay.
But unless they see something else.
Yeah, because all I had to do was
I
get
see, EDD. I don't see was that. Okay, so let's see. So give me one moment, and I can reach out to enrollments, and I'll pull you into our call and see what they say. So you say a CareStar said that you was...
Yes, supervisor said that I was deactivated. So I don't know what she's looking at to show that I'm deactivated as of February 18th, 2026.
Okay. All right. So let's see. What are you trying to do with them?
Get my service plan for a client.
Okay. With that waiver?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Give me a moment. Can I place you on hold as I reach out to enrollment? Okay, one moment. Thank you. All right. Thank you for your patience, Rhonda.
Okay.
So enrollments is not who you would go to. So they told me where you need to go.
Okay.
So I have to get you over to, it's called Public Consulting Group /waiver.
Okay.
So our enrollment department can even look at anything. This is not something that they can see or deal with. So give me one moment. I'm going to have to patient hold again, and we'll try it again with PCG, okay?
All right, thank you.
Public Consulting Group. One moment. You're welcome. Thank you for your patience, Rhonda. I have Ashley, Miss Ashley from PCG, that's going to try to assist you further, okay?
All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Hi, Rhonda.
Hi, Ashley.
Thank you for calling the FN Great Help Desk. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hi, Ashley.
Can you just verify? Hi. We're going to get this figured out for you. Can you just, I have a good callback number in case we get disconnected, 330-301-8782.
Correct.
Okay. And then I have NPI 17701-04168.
Yes.
And I'm assuming you're the administrator or the owner.
Yes.
Okay. Who's telling you that you're not active?
Her name is Crystal Jargon, Jack Jacone, and she's with CareStar. She's a supervisor.
Okay. Let me take a look here. It does look like your revalidation date was due on February 18th, but it's still saying that you're active. But yesterday in the notes, it says notice of deficiency for substantial incidents will be issued on 3/16 to this provider. Let me see here. Let's see. Okay. So did you do your revalidation?
Yes, I did. And all I was missing was an updated EBV.
Okay. And did you submit that?
Yes.
Okay. Because it looks like, who is AB? I don't even know who that is. Sent to QA on the 11th. Okay, I'm just trying to catch myself up here, okay?
No problem.
Give me 1 second, because it's still saying that you're active on our end. Like, it's not saying that you're not active.
Right, so I don't know where this lady is getting this from. And she said, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, well, we've been getting a lot of phone calls about that, and on their end, it's saying, I don't know what's going on their end, but it's saying on our end that it is active.
Right.
Hold on. I'm just trying to grasp what the workflow. Yeah, because it's still in provider review. Okay. Kendra is the one that was working on this. I'm going to send her a message. She's not in right now, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to send her a message and ask her to give you a call.
Great.
Because I don't know what, like, the situation is here. Let me see here. Hold on. Let me see. Let me put you on hold real quick because I'm going to see if
no
I can
problem.
Page.
Thank
her
you.
To see if she is available. And if not, we'll get her to give you a call back, okay?
Okay.
Just hang tight with me for 1 second.
Yep. Thank you.
there, sir, that's saying you're inactive?
Yes.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I have her number if you like.
Well, I don't have anything to do with, like, the enrollment aspect of it, so we're going to get Kendra to, because she's your enrollment specialist, okay? So
okay.
I'm going to get her to take a look at it and see what's going on, and then I'm going to get her to call you.
Okay.
So if she wants that information from you, she'll grab that from you. I just want to make sure we're covering all of our bases here. Give me 1 second.
Yep.
So she's actually not available right now, but she just said that she messaged me and said that it was sent to QA on the 11th. So what that means is those corrections that you actually submitted were they're being reviewed right now. They were received, but since it went past the revalidation date, you'll have to wait until the QA is completed.
Okay. Okay. So, and how long will that be?
I mean, there's really no, like, time frame that they put on it because QA is actually, like, Medicaid, you know,
okay.
credentialed there. So, I mean, there's really not – I mean, you can call back and check on the status of it anytime if
okay.
you want to.
So I call PCG.
I mean,
Medicaid.
Yeah, you call us and we can check on it for you.
Okay, so, all right. So, but I'm active, right? Correct?
So, I mean, it's stating that you're active right this second, but that doesn't mean that it's going to stay that way because it has gone over the revalidation date. So, I mean, outside of that, that's up to Medicaid again as well, too. Like, that doesn't have anything to do with us. That's whether or not Medicaid
date?
Said that you can stay active. It was February 18th.
Because I sent my paperwork way in before then. I did my application validation.
So, if you have correct. Yeah, I see that. So, but what happens is like if you have corrections, like you know how you were issued those
yeah.
RTP notices
yeah.
for the corrections, all that stuff has to be completed by that revalidation date, and that's a Medicaid like criteria rule through them. That's not like our stipulations. That's their stipulations per the state. So, like if all those corrections and stuff aren't in by that revalidation date, then you could actually, you know, potentially go inactive. But again, that's up to Medicaid. Our job is just to, you know, do the enrollment aspect of it and get it to QA for you. But like she said, it is in QA, and that was your last correction. So, I mean, right now in the PNM system, it's staying active, but that doesn't mean that it's going
to
stay like that.
Okay. I just have
and
to
that's
just
per
tell.
ODM. Yeah, just keep checking back. Like, honestly, that's what we're here for. You call us anytime. You know, what's today, Tuesday?
Yeah.
I would maybe even call back Friday if you don't hear anything from her.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Have a good
day. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sure thing, Rhonda. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.